Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff? Only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk. Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Junk Refund Show. It is my favorite time of the week, Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And particularly fun this week because I have my good buddy Mike Parent, realtor from Weikert Realtors, on the line with us, and he is our guest today. Mike, can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can hear you great, Alan. How are you?
Great, great. I am doing fine. I am out here headed towards Manassas, Virginia, driving the truck. I've got my buddy June with me. And the GPS keeps sending me into the express lanes, which I don't like paying the high toll for. So I'm trying to get out of the express lanes while I'm headed out there. But I am doing just great. I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show, and I'm just thrilled to have you here. So I want to just kind of jump right in and let people get to know you a little bit. Do you want to just kind of tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Well, sure. Thank you for having me on today, Alan. I really appreciate it. I'm with Weikert Realtors in Silver Spring, Maryland. I've been with them for, this is my sixth year. Previously, I was 50 years in the hospitality business, doing sales and marketing and managing properties all over the country. I've recently semi-retired. And I'm on my own time now working for Weikert, and I wish I had done this 20 years ago. I just love it. I love the hunt for properties to sell and to buy, and I love making buyers and sellers happy and working closely with them for a smooth close.
That's really good. Did you say 50, like 50 years, or did you say 15 years in the hospitality business?
No, 50 years.
50 years. That's brilliant. Right. Well, hence your skills with working with people, which is terrific. Tell everybody just a little bit about kind of the real estate market in the Washington, D.C. area. Give everybody a little bit of an update of what it's like out there right now.
Okay. Well, there are pockets of good markets and pockets of slow markets. I think from a realtor standpoint, Washington, D.C. area, Northern Virginia, suburban Maryland, and D.C. Is a good place to be as a realtor. In general, there's a lot of movement in and out of the area due to the politics and the changing administrations every few years. So it's generally very good. When people ask me, how's the market, I try to get them in the mindset of thinking, how's my market? In other words,
right.
your home is different than the overall market. So while overall market stats may give you an idea of what's going on in the wider area, let's take a look at your home. If you're trying to sell it, then we'll look closely at the condition, how long you've been there, what may need to be done, if anything, to make it marketable. The things I generally look for, Alan, are health and safety issues. We definitely want to sell a house to someone in good condition in terms of health and safety. We want things to be functional, and we want things to be pleasant. So cosmetics is something that we look at. But we take all of those things into consideration when we try to figure out what is your market.
Very, that's a great answer. I want to go back to what you said a few minutes ago. You talked about how you enjoy going out and, I guess I'm going to say, finding a deal or finding a good buy or something like that. Can you talk a little bit more about that and exactly what you said?
I have buyers now who are looking for a very specific type of home. They've given me two home styles that they're interested in. They've given me square footage, their price cap, number of bedrooms, bathrooms, parking situation, and things like that. So I plug those into the MLS, and I get daily updates on any new property that surfaces. I also poll my fellow colleagues at Weikert, and I have about 120 in the office, and let them know what I'm looking for. And on occasion, we'll find a property that hasn't hit the market yet, and we're able to put the buyer in touch with the seller and make a transaction happen before it would have hit the market. And that saves the buyer some money. It generates more money and saves time for the seller because they don't have to go through the expense of an open house and the time of an open house and things like that. So I really enjoy the hunt for properties for buyers. And on the other side of the coin, I'm always looking for sellers so I can list their properties. And you do that through phone calls, and mostly for me, I do it through social media advertising, and it seems to work for me.
That's really good. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was your social media advertising, and we'll do that in just a second. But I like this response you made about people who basically give you a shopping list of what they're looking for, and then you go out and try and find that house, right? How often, say, out of, 50 transactions, are you getting a shopping list to go out for compared to somebody calling you saying, hey, I really need to get my home sold, or however they would approach you, let's say, in the normal way? How often are people giving you the shopping list in advance, and then you go try to find them what they're looking for?
Well, if someone's looking for a home and they're contacting me, I always get the shopping list. Most people think they know what they want, and it's good for me to get an idea of that at the very beginning. And then I start to feed them homes that surface that seem to meet their expectations. Maybe we'll go out and take a look at a few, and when they see the home that they've described, then you get some other feedback. Well, that's not really what I wanted. I didn't want such a large kitchen. I want it a little bit smaller, and I want it open to the dining room. So you start to fine-tune that shopping list as you present properties to the buyers and as you take them on tours of hotels. And frankly, quite often, they end up with a house that's similar to what their shopping list indicated, but there's some things that they've honed in on that they weren't expecting when they first gave me the shopping list. So it's kind of fun to work it that way. And then when they finally put an offer on a house, to sit down with them and say, let's take a look at your initial shopping list compared to what you have fallen in love with as your new dream.
Right. Right. That's a great approach. I think that's a great approach, and I compliment you for that. I do have to tell you, this is to the audience listening, Mike is really good. He's very good at using social media in a creative way to advertise his services and make them available. Would you tell everybody a little bit about, I don't want you to give away your trade secrets, I just want to know, have you comment a little bit on why you think that has worked so well for you, and would you comment also on what you did with the Olympics to try to further your business?
Sure. So I relied quite a bit on social media to keep my name out there. And even if I don't have a property to sell or I'm not working with a buyer at the time, I'm trying to post something almost every day. I just, 10 minutes before you called me, I posted something about interest rates, which have fallen below 6%, which people thought would not happen for quite a while. And, you know, it may be a posting about interest rates. It may be a posting about a community such as the retirement community of or the active living 55 plus community of Leisure World, Maryland.
Right.
Or it might be fun. And I try to have some fun with my postings, so it's not just a picture of me on the side and my name and phone number, but I try to put myself in situations that are fun. For example, in December, I did a series of social media postings where I was in my suit, but I was in different situations, giving advice on how to prep your home for the winter. One of the postings was that make sure you have your chimney cleaned and have it serviced and checked out. The image was me in my suit on a ladder high on the roof, looking down into a chimney that was blowing smoke out in my face. So
beautiful.
I had a number of postings like that. And then during the Olympics, I posted every day something with me in one of the Olympics events, skating,
yeah,
or down skiing, things like that. Snoop Dogg appeared with me several times.
That's great.
Just had fun doing that. And, it was something that people looked at and, they thought was fun as well.
It's very creative. I love how you've done it. You're talking to a little bit of an AI novice here, but the network, the BBS radio network that we're on right now, just spent a bunch of money to get new computers, new servers to basically add AI into what they do. And the results that I'm seeing as one of their customers are tremendous. They in the past, we would come in and do a radio show like this. They would then listen to the transcript. They'd basically put together a description. If I didn't send one in to them about the show, and most of the time I didn't get one sent in, so they had to put it together. Most of the time they would have to listen to the episode again and then basically summarize what's going on. Now AI does it, and I can't tell you how, but the network folks, Dawn, our producer, can tell you how. Now within about 30 minutes of this show ending, the description with illustrations, with quotes from the program, with information about you and me, will all be up there on their website ready to go. It's all done. And it's brilliant stuff. So I compliment you for your use. I don't know when you did like the Olympic events and you put your face on, you going off the ski jump, for example. I don't know if that's an AI thing, if it's a ChatGPT thing, if it's some other,
yeah,
software you're using, but it's brilliant. It really is a great idea.
Yeah, it's definitely AI, and I've used several platforms to do it. Some platforms do a really good job of taking text and rewriting it in a certain tone or flavor, if you will. And others do a really good job of improving or creating graphics. And for the Olympics, graphics, and for the one about the winter things to do to your home to prepare for winter, I use AI for almost every one of those. So I would give it my headshot with wearing my suit, and I would give an instruction to put me in my suit, going in the Olympics men's downhill skiing event, and put me in front of the pack, or behind the pack, or crashing on the side, or whatever. And had a good laugh with it.
I think it's wonderful. I really compliment you for it. I love creative marketing, and I think you're doing some terrific things that are getting people's attention. I always ask realtors when I have them on the show, what's the most expensive property or group of properties? Maybe you sold an apartment complex or something. What's the most expensive deal that you've done so far as a realtor?
Well, I don't do commercials, so I'm not doing multi-units right now. I'm concentrating on Montgomery County, where I live. And most of my business comes from my personal network of friends and family, and referrals from. So the most expensive one is one that I'm working on now, and it's for a buyer who's looking for a pretty pricey home in Montgomery County for $1 million to $2 million.
There you go. There you go. Very good. All right, let me ask you this. What are some of the, say, two or three main things people could do to get their home ready to sell, prior to contacting a realtor or just after contacting a realtor? Some of the things, just some general tips that people could do to get their home in better shape so it's ready to go on the market, or more ready to go on the market than otherwise. Any general tips you want to give people?
Yeah, that's a great question. And first, I would encourage anyone who's even thinking about selling to invite the realtor in as early as possible. Don't wait till you're ready to sell. Do it early, and your realtor can walk through, take a look at your home, give you ideas on what things to get rid of, what things may need to be repaired, cosmetically, what things need to be improved, paint, new carpet, and things like that. And so that if you start working on these things weeks or even months before you're ready to sell, then it's not as painful, and you don't feel under the pressure of, I have to get this done by a certain date. So I think having the realtor in early is a smart thing to do. And one of the main things is to make your house attractive, and you do that by removing the clutter. And that's where you come in, Alan. And you've helped me with a number of homes getting rid of the clutter. People live in their houses 30, 40 years, and they're always buying things they like, and they fill up the house.
Right.
But when they come to see it, they don't want to see all of your stuff. They want to envision how their stuff is going to look in the house. So clearing things out, that's probably the toughest thing to do. Not only is it physically trying, it is emotionally trying, because you don't want to get rid of, something you've had in the family for a long time. Even though your kids don't want it, nobody else wants it either, and you have a hard time giving it up. So getting rid of things is really quite an emotional thing, and I try to approach that as compassionately as I can, and sit down with them and walk them through the process of, here's how you get rid of things. Think of the things you want to keep and take with you to your new home, whether you're upsizing or downsizing or moving out of the area. What things do you want to keep? Furniture and mementos and things like that. The next step is to identify things that you would give to your family or friends, and after that, what are the things you could sell? And how would you do that? After selling things, you would donate the what's left over to charities. And after that, you would recycle. And after that, you would finally take everything else and take it to the dump. And that's actually where you've come in handy for me, kind of at the selling, recycling, donating, and trashing things that need to be done.
Right. Okay. That's great. All right, Mike, can you hang on with us for a few more minutes? I love talking to you. We're going to take a break here for about a minute real quick, and then we'll be right back. So just hang on the phone. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show coming to you from Washington, D.C. I'm your host, Alan Cook. My good friend Mike Parent with Weikert Realtors in Silver Spring is our guest on the line. We'll be back here on the show here in just about 1 minute after we take a quick break.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook, and I'm here with my good buddy, Mike Parent, who is a realtor with Weikert Realtors in Silver Spring, Maryland. We've worked together on a number of projects that he has called us in on, and we're just really having a lot of fun. So I do want to ask you one question, Mike, about, you told me about, I think you said it was a penny. It was a coin that you guys, something you guys found and went out and got it sold for a chunk of money for your clients, which I thought was a brilliant story, because that's kind of the stuff we look for as well. Do you remember that story about the coin?
I absolutely. That was a hoarder clear out. For
I got you. Can you hear me okay, Mike? You're cutting in and out. I'm not sure why. It might be on my end.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
There. Okay. Yeah, you sound good. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So the owner of this property in Maryland had actually flown out to California to live with her daughter, and had not been back to the home for like 5 years. And it was locked up tighter than a drum, and it had boxes all over in every room. And, I asked her on the phone, what should I be looking for things of value before I have Alan come in and start to help us sort through the things to get rid of and the things to ship to you? And she said, well, I think my husband had a couple of coin and stamp collections. Well, sure enough, I found here and there different packs, if you will, of coins and stamps. And they were in different places in the house. I took all the coins, and some of them were packaged in, display type of things. And I figured there would be some value there. But there were a lot of just loose pennies and other coins. I took them to a local shop. They were very patient with me. They spread out all the coins, and over the course of, I'd say, 2 hours, looked at them one by one. Well, the most amazing thing was that one of the pennies was worth $1,000. Two of the pennies were worth $500 each, and then assorted other coins were worth, had big values, were worth a lot of money. So from a box of coins, the owner ended up with $16,000 in
good heavens.
I cashed it in for her for $16,000. So that was a fun one to work with.
That's a great realtor, folks. I mean, that puts you at the head of the class, in my opinion, that you would, first of all, ask her the question, which was a great idea. Second, it's not like you went to a drawer in the master bedroom and there they all were. You had to go through some stuff, a lot of stuff probably, to find it, and you did. And third, right, you went in and just sold them, took the money, sent it to them. And that's just a great story. I mean, that's a brilliant story. And I compliment you for the way you've handled that and the way you did it. I think it's terrific. I want to ask you, of the questions that I sent you, given that I'm still driving on the freeway here out by Manassas, Virginia, I sent you a few questions before we came on the air, and I want to make sure you get a chance to answer all of those, and I can't really check them because of the fact I got the phone to my ear and I'm driving down a freeway. So is there anything on that short list of questions I sent you that I haven't asked you so far?
Yeah, several things here. One, if you ask me if there are any recent success stories, recent to me is past 6 years, because I still feel like I'm new in the business, even though I've done a number of transactions. One of the transactions I did was for a friend of mine from church who lived in a two-bedroom condominium on the second floor in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And when we were getting ready to sell, we were concerned about the paint color and some things that needed to be upgraded and how much money she should spend on upgrading. And so we labored over that. We looked at the comps, and we felt that we could sell it for a certain amount. But we were concerned, are we going to get traffic into this place because it's on the second floor? You have to walk up a flight of stairs from the entrance to even get to the condo. Well, we were very fortunate. We had 16 offers on that condominium, and it sold for, it wasn't an expensive condominium, but it sold for $30,000 or $40,000 over the asking price. So she was thrilled, I was thrilled, the buyer was thrilled, and 15 other people were disappointed. But that's a success story that we didn't expect would turn out quite that way.
That's wonderful. That's a great day when you've got 16 offers that you're looking at for a property. I mean, that's just fabulous. Anything else on that list that I overlooked?
Yeah, well, 16 offers, that doesn't happen all the time. I just sold a home in Wheaton, and it had one offer at list price, at cash, and no contingencies. So it was a very, very smooth close, and the owner was thrilled with that. One of the questions you asked was how you and I have worked together over the years. And you were referred to me by a colleague who used you. And you actually came in my first quarter home and helped me with that. And that's when I saw the magic that you and June and your other colleagues can do with a home. I would say, I mean, not only do you get involved yourself. I mean, you're the driver, you're the mover, and you do everything yourself, and you have some help as well. But the main thing for me is when I turn over a key to you, I can sleep at night. I'm not worried about anything. I know that you're going to separate the good stuff from the bad stuff, from the recyclable stuff to the stuff that eventually goes to the dump. And I don't have any concerns at all about you and your team. I don't have to be there when you're there. And I just trust you totally to get the job done and do it well, and you always do. So that's what I appreciate about
you. Thank you. That's what we try to do. We just, you know, just like you, we're just trying to do a really good job for people and have fun with it and try to give them some extra benefits and value that they may not get and save them some money, frankly, compared to a lot of these other companies that are pretty darn expensive when you call them up. Right. Thank you for that. And again, I'll be chatting more about you here, you know, later in the show here, but I do want to give you a chance to do two things. One is to just let people know how they can get a hold of you. And two, is there something you want to talk about that I haven't asked you about already? And if so, feel free to talk about it and we'll go from there.
Yeah. I will just emphasize what I said before, and that is for sellers, get your realtor in as soon as you can, because the market changes all the time. You need time to prepare. Your agent may indeed have a buyer or find a buyer before you're even ready to go to market, and that will save everybody a lot of time and expense. And
right.
if you're a buyer, let your realtor know what you want. Give them the shopping list. This is what I'm looking for. Be very as specific as you can, and ask your agent to put out some alerts and find those properties as they surface on the market.
That's great. That's great. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, so my name is Mike Parent, like mother and father. And the easiest way to get a hold of me is to go to my website, which is mikeparent.com. My email address and my phone number are on the website. So if you go to mikeparent.com, all my contact information will be there.
Beautiful. It has been just a joy to work with you. We'll be doing more work with you a couple of days next week to finish up this condo in Silver Spring. And if I find any $16,000 coins, I guarantee you I'll let you know. That's an amazing story. I do have to ask you this. Did you come away with any gold from the Olympics? That's what I want to know.
Just in the AI imagery. No real gold.
Good for you. Well, Mike, thank you so much for being a guest. We'll see you next week, if not before. Keep up the great work. It's been a joy to have you a guest on the Junk Refund Show, and we'll send you an audio copy of this pretty quickly because the BBS Radio Network gets things done really fast, and we'll be in touch and send you the audio, and you can play with it and do whatever you want to with it from there. I am pulling into an aircraft training facility where they teach mechanics how to fix airplanes, and we're here to haul away a Beechcraft twin air jet. So I can't wait. Anyway, we're pulling in right now. So thank you for your time, Mike. I'll see you soon, and keep up the great work.
All right. Safe travels, and tell June I said hello.
I will. He's right here. I'll pass along your greetings. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Hey, folks, given where I am, with the permission of the BBS Radio Network, I'm going to call it for today, for today's show. It just doesn't get any better than when you talk to Mike Parent of Weikert Realtors. So why try to, you know, add on to that? And we are here to finish tearing apart an airplane and haul this sucker away. So we will jump into this. There's a bunch of metal here for us to pick up, plus the fuselage of a twin-engine airplane. Thanks very much for listening to the Junk Refund Show. We'll be back next Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern on the BBS Radio Network. Thanks to Don Newsom, our producer, for all his great work, and we will talk with you soon. Everybody have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.